good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today, and we're going to have a complete pre-opening check of all the markets coming up when we come back right after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. When you take better care of your farm equipment, you can be more efficient and have less downtime. Cenex SuperLube TMS is the leading heavy-duty diesel engine oil to keep all your farm equipment running in top shape, which means you'll have less downtime and more fill-in time. And daisy time. And dusty time. Ask for SuperLube TMS and the Total Protection Plan today, because quality oil leads to quality time. Find SuperLube products at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
With cattle futures down on Friday, packers and feedlot managers would like to complete cash business sometime today. But given the disruptive behavior of futures this week, it may be difficult for buyers and sellers to find common ground before Friday. Opening bids Thursday should be around $135 in the south and about $216 to $218 in the north. Now, as far as the past week is concerned, the April contract closed just about 2.5 cents higher at $139.82. The secondary uptrend looks to be nearing an end with weekly stochastics above the overbought level of 80%. Three futures contracts is between resistance at 139.02 and 142.80, prices that mark the 50% and 61.8% retracement levels of the previous downtrend from 155 through the low of 123.05. Feeder cattle, the more active May contract closed $1.40 lower at 160.70, while the secondary trend remains up with a high last week of 165.87. The futures contract uncovered increased selling as it tested initial resistance near 165.90. And the hog contracts, well, the April contract closed about 37.5 cents lower at 71.45 last week. The lower weekly close sets the stage for a move to a secondary downtrend. We're going to check all the grains right after this.
Coming up this Friday, March 25th, it'll be the next Superior Video Livestock Auction, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 27,300 head, 7,700 yearling steers, 4,800 yearling heifers, 9,900 weaned calves, 3,200 calves on cows, and more. If you want more information, you can contact the Superior Livestock folks at 800-422-2117 or go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, grains are off to a quiet start in spite of turbulent weather across the central U.S. The U.S. dollar index is slightly higher and Brazil's real slightly lower, offering a mild bearish currency bias to start the day. Global stock markets are mostly lower as are gold and crude oil after the Energy Department reported another big jump in U.S. oil inventory yesterday. Now, as far as the close yesterday, corn was down about 1.5 cents in the May contract and down 1.5 cents in the December. The soybeans closed down 5 cents in the May contract and down 4.5 cents in the November. Wheat, well, it closed down 3.75 cents in the May Chicago contract. It was down 4.5 cents in the Kansas City contract for May. 2.75 cents lower in the May Minneapolis contract yesterday. The June U.S. dollar index is up about 42 cents at 96.06. April gold down 24.40 at $1,224.20, while May silver is down 61 cents, and May copper also down about 4 cents. And that's a look at your markets here this morning. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.